The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy. On Mix
104.1. We want to know what you're doing this weekend. You can call or text into the studio. 617-931-1234. Emily is from Peabody, and she has a pretty special thing planned for this weekend. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Tell everybody what you're shopping for.
I'm going wedding dress shopping tomorrow.
Ah, so exciting.
I'm excited, nervous.
Are you taking, like, a whole crew of people with you, or are you just going on your own?
I'm bringing my mom, my fiance's mom, and my best friend flew in from the D.C. area.
Mm. Where are you going? What's the name of the place?
Somewhere Marion Tux Bridal. I think it's in Nashua. And we're going somewhere in Salem, New Hampshire, too.
Why did you say you were nervous?
Because I have no idea what I want.
It's a big decision.
Is it a nerve-wracking experience? I have
no idea. Yeah, the pictures last forever.
Yeah,
it's going to sit on your mantle until the end of time. And no matter what was there, what your hair looked like, or what you look like, it lives forever. But that said, do you think that all of them will give you good constructive criticism or will support whatever you choose?
Because
I watched that TV show and it scares me.
Yeah, that's why I'm keeping it small, not too many opinions. So.
I remember when Lana went, and I remember they had a lot of fun because there was some champagne. They were sitting around, you know, she was coming in and out wearing the different dresses.
It's like a movie montage where they're trying on the clothes at the mall. Do you know what I mean?
And then there's someone in the corner like shaking their head.
Yes, and you're like, you can leave, Laura.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Let us know how it goes.
What's your fiance's name?
His name is James.
James, and when are you guys getting married?
September 21st. 2025.
Amazing.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
So
have fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.
That's cool. Weddings are the best. Kathleen is from Quincy, is going to two concerts this weekend. Is one of them Deck the Hall Ball?
No, unfortunately, unless I win.
Okay.
Well, you have a chance.
Yeah, next hour, Kennedy's front row tickets, we're giving those away. So what are the shows you're going to see?
So tonight is David Foster and his wife, Kat McPhee, The Chevalier.
I love them.
And I love seeing a show at the Chevalier. It's so small and intimate. It's lovely.
I've never been there.
It's lovely.
I've been to a bunch of shows there.
Mm-hmm. And I always see them when they come to town. And then tomorrow, one of my all-time favorites at Foxwoods is Babyface.
It's our anniversary.
Smooth vocal stylings of Babyface. Let's go. Are you guys staying down there? You having a night of it?
No. Just down and back.
All right.
Have two adults.
I mean, that's just the baby making music right there, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my gosh.
What? You guys performing two-man band to Deck the Hall Ball isn't baby making music?
Not even close.
Come on, Kennedy.
It better not be.
Is this not one of the greatest baby making songs of all time?
It's up there.
Whip Appeal?
I put it on my list.
Well, have a great time.
Yeah, have fun.
All right. Thanks.
Travel safely.
Dan, do you know this one? Probably not in your wheelhouse.
No.
Oh, Dan.
But it makes you want to just talk like this.
See? And he's going to. He's going
to. To everyone stuck in traffic on the expressway, this goes out to you. Somebody, I hope those brake lights light up your life, baby. That the trouble
at home. Don't you worry about the split. You'll get there when you get there.
Anyone stuck on Chelsea curves.
You look amazing as you're heading into the O'Neill Tunnel.
You just lean on us. We'll get you through. We're always here for you on Mix 104.1.
Yup.
Gaia, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, friend.
Not quite as fun as listening to some baby making music. You're going to do all your holiday baking this weekend.
There'll be no baby making here.
You have to do a lot of it?
What's that?
I said you have to do a lot of the baking this weekend.
I do. I'm making rolls to go with my soup. These are all for gifts. And I'm making homemade English muffins and flavored butter.
So it's muffin-making music. So it's fine.
All right. Well, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Gaia.
Thanks, Gaia. We appreciate that. And Michelle, you're last up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Completely different weekend for you. It involves robotics.
It does, yeah. So my son goes to Archbishop Williams and robotics team. Yep, Archie. Go Archie. His robotics team, which is made up of 3 7th graders, complete rookie team, never done it before, made it to the state championship this weekend.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. What are the names of the boys on the team?
It's my son, Brady, and then his two friends, Gio and Sean.
So your 7th grader built a robot?
Yeah, so they have a little robot that they built, they programmed, it does missions that they have to try to complete, and they qualified for the state championship.
Is he a boy genius?
We'll see, I guess.
He's going to go out and get a good job and take care of his mom is what he's going to do.
That's crazy. I see an engineering degree in his kid's future.
Oh, that is so cool. I hope he does well. Good luck to him.
Thank you.
I used to love watching BattleBots where they were making fights.
BattleBots was the best.
That's the extent of my robotics knowledge.
Carson and Kennedy.